کاما لسٹ من یو اینگر مدہ پرائیڈ لوبہ گرید شوک لیمنٹیشن موہ الوژن بھیا فیئر آدیہ آل دیز ٹوگیدر کرم بندھ بانڈیج ٹو فروٹیو ایکٹیویٹیز چ اینڈ یت مولا دی اوریجن آف وچ دی اوریجن آف وچ سی کوریات وڈ ایکسپٹ کہ نو ان ڈیڈ تت دیٹ مائنڈ بدھ اف ون از لرنڈ ٹرانسلیشن دا مائنڈ از دا روٹ کاز آف لسٹ اینگر فرائڈ گریڈ لیمنٹیشن الوژن اینڈ فیئر کمبائنڈ دیز کانسٹیٹیوٹ بانڈیج ٹو فروٹیو ایکٹیویٹی What learned man would put faith in the mind? Please repeat. The mind is the root cause of lust, anger, pride, greed, lamentation, illusion, and fear. Combined, these constitute bondage to fruitive activity. What learned man would put faith in the mind? Purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. The mind is the original cause of material bondage. It is followed by many enemies such as anger, pride, greed, lamentation, illusion and fear. The best way to control the mind is to engage it always in Krishna consciousness. Savai mana Krishna padaravindayo. Since the followers of the mind bring about material bondage, we should be very careful not to trust the mind. ओम ज्ञानातिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानंजनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितांगेना तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। नमः ओम विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामी इति नामने। नमस्ते सरस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंदा श्री अद्वैत गदाधार शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंदा। हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। कामो मन्युर्मदो लोभा शोक मोह भयादयः कर्म बंधश्च यन्मूलः स्वीकुर्यात् को नु तत् बुधः। Sometimes we look for the cause of our problems. We all go through life experiencing many difficulties, dukhalyam, again and again. And it is natural we try to identify what is the cause of my difficulties. Then we try to alleviate those difficulties by removing the cause. If I have a pinprick in my foot, I try to find the pin, take it out, so I get some relief from my pain. So this is the struggle for existence. Mana shastindriyani prakriti sthani karshati. It is a hard struggle for existence. It is a hard struggle because we are always struggling against the suffering that we experience. We want to be free from such suffering. We do not want this suffering. It is unwanted. And because we do not have Shastra Chakshu, we do not know the knowledge by which we can understand actually the cause of my suffering, we simply continue this cycle of suffering again and again and again. So sometimes Srila Prabhupada writes a very beautiful purport in the second chapter of the Bhagavad Gita. It is on the topic when Krishna says to Arjuna that even if you don't believe that there is a soul and that you are born and that you die again and again, even if that is your thinking, in the purport Srila Prabhupada writes that people adopt a philosophy of frustration. So the interesting thing there is that we are very conditioned by our suffering. Our suffering is forcing us to adopt certain ideas. Either we think, Main samarth hu, I am capable of dealing with my suffering. I have the idea how to get above it. So that's called a karmi. He struggles very hard to manipulate the fruits of action in such a way that they enable him to rise above the suffering or to overcome it. So one idea is paisa chahiye, I should get money. Because one of the sufferings is that the things I want have a price. So many rupees, so many dollars. So if I have money, I will not suffer in this way. So this is called the karmi vichar, that let me get certain fruits that will free me from this suffering. So the problem is most people think like that. See, in Krishna consciousness we are very familiar with the word karmi, jnani, tuch, because we know these are condemned words, behavior. But if we analyze very carefully, Rishabhdev is saying we unknowingly have accepted these ideas in our heart. Unknowingly, I am looking for a better material situation. That means I am a karmi. I want certain combination of fruits of my actions. That is my idea of success. Now, the Shastras are saying, swabhavik, by constitution, by design, this will not give you this will not give you happiness. It is designed to give you suffering. In America, some years ago, I was surprised to learn that the Ford Motor Company and all the other car companies, they started to use a word called inbuilt obsolescence. Inbuilt obsolescence. Obsolescence is when something becomes past its usefulness. Wo bekar hai, nishphal hai. And inbuilt obsolescence means usko banaya aise gaya, it was designed in such a way that it will become bekar. The gaadi chalegi nahi kuch varshon ke paschat. Aise usko banaya hai ki wo sadaiv chalti na jaye. Nahi to wahi aadmi se phir gaadi bechni hai na. They want to sell the car again few years later. So this material world has inbuilt suffering. Dukh alayam. This is a place, alayam, where you get dukkha. You have different kinds of shops. You can go and buy fruits. You can go and buy cement. You can go and buy dresses, clothes, cars, glasses. There is one shop which we all visit that gives you suffering. Dukha alayam. So no matter how you manipulate, you cannot change its nature to give you dukkha. So whether A Brahma Bhuvana Loka Punaravartino Arjuna, even if you become very intelligent and you say, Nana, Martya Loka, there is a problem. Let me go to the Swarga Loka. That is also Karmi Vichar. Now, consciously we may not think like this, that every day I rise and I meditate when I will go to Surya Loka, Chandra Loka, Indra Loka, Brahma Loka. But because we are conditioned, that karshati, that struggle to want to find a nice situation for yehi sansparshaja bhoga. My sparshaja bhoga should be nice, anukul, very nice. If, for example, we are ever interested in a better situation, improving our situation, then we have this disease, karma rog, karma phal rog. So we have to be careful. So this desire is called karmi. Then there is jnani rog, because a person thinks, let me think, let me get away from this struggle for existence and let me meditate, let me think. But he is relying on his own power of thinking. So it has a limit to how much he can think, how much he can understand. He may understand some things, but then there are other things he cannot understand. So he spends his entire energy in this way, always trying to understand. And this also has its limitations. The problem is, even if he becomes very transcendental to material life, he may again become attracted to material life later on. He may have given it up and later on he becomes attracted, because the soul wants activity. The soul cannot stay in animated suspense, because he is chinmaya. he must do something. This stand, it is not Chinmaya. It has no urge to do anything. But the spirit soul, it must be active. So there is a problem. So in all this, right now, in the lessons Lord Rishabhdev is giving, he is highlighting, ek saavdani de rahe hain Bhagwan Rishabhdev. He is giving us caution that, my dear sons, you be careful of one thing, your mind. The understanding of the mind is that it has two psychic divisions, sankalp vikalp, to accept some idea and then to reject, accept, reject. And it has three different categories, thinking, feeling and willing. Arthat, it has this idea of contemplating, vichar karna. And then after contemplating, he gets to have some feeling. He feels very strongly about something, a cause. We should protect nature, we should recycle things. He starts to feel something very strongly. And then willing, he acts upon it. He forms a society. He starts to do something. So the mind is keeping us occupied in this way. In one place, in the introduction of the Bhagavad Gita, Prabhupada says, the living entity works actually not with his body, but with his mind and intelligence. In other words, the seat of our activities is not the physical jnanendriya or the karmendriya, but the mind, mana and buddhi. That's where all the action is taking place. All the thinking, all the feeling and all our actions are decided by the mind. However, Lord Rishabhdev is saying, this mind, it has a pre-existing medical condition. You know, if you go to insurance for your medical, I don't know in India, but in the West, it's, insurance is a very big thing. Everybody has to have insurance. So they want to know if you have any pre-existing condition. Are you already high blood pressure? Have you got asthma? Have you got diabetes? And if you have, your premium goes up. The money you have to pay every month is much higher. So Lord Rishabhdev is saying, is there is a pre-existing condition of the mind. It is bandha, it is bound by kama, lust, manyu, madha, lobha, shoka, moha, bhaya. It is already has this conditioning which is forcing it to think in a certain way, to act in a certain way, to feel in a certain way. People are not attracted to things without a reason. The reason is this conditioning, the modes of nature they have acquired. Tri bir guna mair bhave. It's this sattva gun, rajagun, tamagun variety that we have. It forces us to be attracted to something and to hate something. This is our condition. And this combination is a very polite way of saying we have a certain amount of lust, anger, madness, we have certain amount of greed, lamentation, illusion and fear. This is our pre-existing medical condition of the mind. So, and this way, yan mula, The root of all this is the mind, which has bound us in this way. So that means we should not pay too much attention to the mind, what it likes, what it doesn't like, because its likes and dislikes are conditioned. They're not necessarily good for me. They may be bad. In fact, they will be bad. So this comes to the verse in the Bhagavad Gita where Krishna says that one who has conquered the mind is the friend. So this is what Srila Prabhupada points out in the purport. The best way to control the mind is to engage it always in Krishna consciousness. Now here comes the solution. So first of all, we have to understand the problem properly. Just like if a doctor, he misdiagnoses you and he treats you for diabetes when you have some other ailment, then the solution is not going to be useful. So the condition is that we are possessed, our mind is possessed of all these problems: anger, illusion, greed, lust. So now the solution that is given is Savai Mana Krishna Pada Ravindayo. Now, this is not as easy as it sounds. Or I should say, it's not as simple as it sounds. See, remember your mind is already possessed by lust, anger, greed, illusion. It's already possessed. Now you have to think of Krishna. The two do not go together. It's not easy. Because you're starting with a pre-existing mental condition. You're not starting with a clean slate. It's not swachh. But if you apply yourself forcefully, then what is happening is these avagun, these unwanted bad habits, they start to be removed. But you have to understand, the object of the exercise is to remove these bad qualities. They will not just disappear. See, we like to think that I chanted the holy name of Krishna once. Yes, your pap, your sinful activities, reactions is gone. But not this kama, krodh, lobh, moha. They are there. Until cheto darpana marjanam. That's the whole point. We have to do marjanam. We have to do the cleaning process. So that requires three things, Rupa Goswami says. Utsaha, nishchaya, dhairya. We need to have these three particular qualities in order to do the cheto darpana, in order to do Savai Mana Krishna Padaravindayo, so that slowly, slowly I am becoming able to think of Krishna without lust, without anger, without greed. Right now I am doing it with these things. They are there, side by side. So my fixing my mind on Krishna's lotus feet is not always successful. This is the difficulty. So this process requires that I have a lot of enthusiasm, utsahan. Alasi nahi honi chahiye. Hame yadi koi prayog ka koi samadhan ka prayog karna hai, to hame usme utsahi hona padega. We have to become enthusiastic. We cannot be like japa ho gaya. I have to try to do japa in such a way that I'm able to do it in the best way. My best. not somebody else, but my best. Nishchaya, then you must be very confident. Vishwas hona chahiye ki hame nirash nahi hona chahiye. Are main 10 din ka bhakt hu, abhi tak Krishna prem nahi aaya. And somebody else thinks, well, I've been here 10 years, abhi tak Krishna prem nahi aaya. So nishchaya, confident, aayega. Vairagya vidya nija bhakti yoga. It will come. Vairagya vidya cheta darpana. It will come. But you have to have confidence, vishwas. And the prayas, dhairya, patience, vishwas and dhairya. So by this attitude, our mind is able to become free from these avagun, these disqualifications, and is now able to think of Krishna's lotus feet without lust, without anger, without greed, without that, you know, pre-existing medical condition. That's the rahasya, the formula, very simple formula. So Srila Prabhupada says that since the followers of the mind bring about material bondage, we should be very careful not to trust the mind. So that means until your mind is fully controlled, is your best friend, you should not trust the mind. You know, like sometimes people say, well, I had a dream. Don't cultivate the dream, because your dream is made up of your lust, your anger, your illusion, your greed. You know, I don't know if you've heard this anecdote. Srila Prabhupada, one disciple, he was excited to tell Srila Prabhupada that when he chants, he experiences some amazing feelings. So he said, Srila Prabhupada, when I chant, this happens to me. Srila Prabhupada said, keep chanting, it will go away. Wo tu chant karte rehna, wo feeling nikal jayegi. Usko laga Prabhupada ji khush hoenge, prasann hoenge, sunke ki main kuch ecstasy, kuch aisa Bhagwan ki bhakti mein kuch anubhav kar raha hun. So that was very nice. Eh? You keep chanting, it will go away. So if we keep chanting, our dreams, our inspirations will go away. They are a bada. They're a problem. Actually, tied to this is many disciples also were very enthusiastic to write songs about Krishna. You know, poetry and songs. And Srila Prabhupada discouraged that. Bhima Prabhu. He discouraged this songwriting. And because he felt that it will be born of a conditioned mind, these feelings, these expressions. Rather, he encouraged us to learn Bhaktivinoda Thakur songs, Srila Narottam Das Thakur, and to repeat those again and again, until we reach the stage where we are not afflicted by any of these diseases of the mind. See, the mind must be completely free from all these diseases before it can be in a position to offer suitable songs or praise to the Lord. We should be a little careful. We should not be too enthusiastic, too how you say, confident of our mind. Mind is actually not that wonderful. Our thoughts are not that wonderful. Our ideas are not that wonderful. The best thing is to simply control the feelings, control the thoughts. And actually in the Nectar of Devotion, Prabhupada says that even those who are liberated, they're very reluctant to put forward their mind's own idea. They're very reluctant. They are not very confident that it is worthy of expressing. So you know, we have this process in bhakti of taking prasad. Prasad means jutha of the Supreme Lord and the superiors. In other words, you accept what has already been given before, prasad, and you pass that down rather than your own idea. The whole difficulty is when we become very enthusiastic about our ideas, because naturally they are not prasad, they are from me. Ishwaro aham, aham bogi, siddho aham balam. I'm very sure of myself, I'm very confident. So in English there's another word for that, it's called arrogance. Arrogance is not the right method for understanding Krishna or for making your mind think of Krishna. You will think of me, my ideas. My ideas are so wonderful. He is so bad, he doesn't understand. That's the whole difficulty. So that's karmi life, bondage. In karmi life, everyone is thinking, I have the right idea. Everyone you talk to, every businessman I have ever met, he has a plan. He has a 3-year plan and he has a 5-year plan. Everyone. I haven't met a person who didn't have a plan. So this plan making is our problem, because it is conditioned by lust, anger, pride, greed and all these problems. Arjuna, he was bewildered, but he was very confident of his idea. No, yudh nahi karna chahiye. We should not fight. These are our superiors. Puja rahav arisudana. They are worthy of my worship. No, we will go to hell. Family will be destroyed. So very confident of ideas, but still bewildered. So you know, all the people you meet while going on preaching, on the one hand they are very confident, on the other hand, Maharaj, ashirvad dena. Because he's struggling to make it successful. It's not becoming successful. His idea is being challenged. So he thinks the only thing you can do is to do something mystical so all the problems go away. And his idea now can become perfect. Hiranyakashipu had an idea. If I become Amar, I've sorted it. Brahma said, no, I cannot make you Amar. He said, he still felt very confident. Okay, you just give me this list. Brahma said, tathastu. But still, he was defeated. You see. This is the problem with our ideas. We have to overcome this pre-existing condition of our mind. We have to apply ourselves to the holy name and we have to think of Krishna. Manmana bhava mad bhakta. So a devotee's life is a very life of Trinadapi Sunichena. It's a very humble life. Because only then Kirtanya Sadahari, only then he can continue this program of bhakti. Otherwise it becomes stopped. I'll stop here a few minutes. If there's any questions, I can answer.
We can say that soul is the boss of mind and mind is the boss of our body. Right? Soul controls mind and mind controls body. Is it right?
No.
Then?
The description in the Bhagavad Gita is that there are horses, horses, the chariot, the driver, and the passenger. So in the conditioned state, the soul is not in control of the mind. That's the difficulty. In the liberated stage, the soul is in control of the mind. So that's the difference. The mind is in control of the senses, but In the conditioned state, the soul is not in control of the mind. So what's your question?
Understood. But it is said that soul is always pure. Only the mind is contaminated.
Yeah.
That is also like said. So the soul who is pure, it cannot influence the mind to remain pure?
Yeah, I can explain this. There is something called constitutional nature. So by constitutional nature, the soul is pure in any condition. However, it becomes covered. See, just like by constitution a diamond is sparkling. Lots of light comes from it. But if it is covered with mud, its original condition is not manifest. So the soul is Satchidanand. But when it becomes conditioned by the material mind and the senses, you cannot see the purity of the soul. It's not manifest, avyakta. So this process, it revives the purity of the soul. Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema Sadhya Kabunai Shravanadi Shuddha Chitta Karaha Udai. So it is already pure, but this process of Shravana Adi, it again allows the soul to manifest its pure condition. Okay?
Thank you.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Prabhuji, for your class. You are telling that we should be careful about the mind, that we should not rely upon the mind, because mind is creating the bondage. And then the solution was that utsah nischaya dhairyat. But it is like we only are deciding that we will be enthusiastic and determined, and we will be only. So after some time we only forget this, that we have to be enthusiastic and we have to be determined.
Very nice point. However, there's a very important thing to bear in mind. You're being enthusiastic about your medicine now. We're talking about utsa nischa deryat in terms of savai mana Krishna, applying your mind to Krishna. You're being enthusiastic. For example, the program is to, you know, Sankirtan. But Sankirtan is going on. But if you're like this, then your enthusiasm is less than if you are completely absorbed. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. You know, everyone is. So that's the difference of enthusiasm or lack of enthusiasm. The idea is, Srila Prabhupada used to encourage his disciples to be enthusiastic in kirtan. You see, this is the point. Sometimes we think you can't stand, but it's less enthusiasm. You see. Now there's one interesting thing about enthusiasm, which is, so I don't want everyone to judge everyone, only those who are dancing are enthusiastic. Srila Prabhupada said, those who distribute my books are doing the greatest service. But he said, those who appreciate those who are distributing my books are doing the same. Just appreciation. Just appreciation is so powerful. In other words, if you appreciate those who are dancing very enthusiastically, you are as good as also being utsahan. The point is not to deride that. Not to say, na, ye log pagal hai. Main to, you know. That vichar is not so good. So we should be enthusiastic. If we're going to wash pots, do it. Don't just, you know, get absorbed. If you're going to do kirtan, get absorbed. If you're going to study, get absorbed. Everything you're going to do, absorb. That's called enthusiasm. Vyavasayatmika buddhi ekeha. Don't let your mind go anywhere else. Real definition of enthusiasm is, the mind should not wander. Kirtan chal raha hai, but somebody is admiring something else. So then, there's less effect. That's the point. Is that right?
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you very much for the wonderful class, Babaji. You said like even we devotees have this karma rog, thinking about how to do it, our own ideas. But some devotees, those who are like working or have their own businesses, if we do not have this little bit of karma rog, so-called karma rog or enthusiasm for business, how do we succeed in business?
Krishna answers very nicely to Arjuna. Mam anusmara yudhyacha. See, it's an amazing thing about working, business or job. You don't really need to give your mind. You can do it mechanically. But your mind should be with Krishna. In other words, mam anusmara, your smriti is with Krishna, but he is doing yudh. I mean, think about it. Yudh must be more difficult than business, than a job. But there is an art. So Prabhupada writes in the introduction that it is possible by practice, abhyasa yoga yuktena. If you make a practice, then you're able to do it. But if you don't practice, then it's difficult. In other words, you start slowly, small amount. Then even in the heat of business, even in the heat of work, you're thinking only of Krishna. That's yogi. That's, you know, he has his mind controlled. So that's what our sadhana is for. Sadhana is, first I learn to chant, I learn to think of Krishna without other pressure. But then slowly, even if I'm walking, I'm thinking of Krishna. Now even if I'm drinking, I'm driving, I'm thinking of Krishna. I mean, you can take it very far, this ability to think of Krishna. If you practice under guidance, Prabhupada then writes, under guidance of a bona fide spiritual master who trains you, who understands you, what is your progress, and then he takes you from there to the next step. Training is very important. Mostly everyone tries to do bhakti without training, without a guiding hand. Nobody is watching, nobody knows, nobody can say. So he is just, one time pass moonfully. He is just, Hare, means this, every day is just going on. But if you do it very nicely, then you can become able to think of Krishna in difficult circumstances. Thank you. Hare Krishna. It's on, I think it's on.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Now Kesha Prabhu was telling that being enthusiastic and all, is it created by mind? So the medicine cannot be created by mind, it is given, prescribed by a doctor. Means everything what is given in the books is like a given by doctor, and we have to just take it.
So Prabhuji is giving a better answer than I get. That's good. Okay. Take care. It's prescribed, so we are following something, not a creation of a... But Prabhuji's point was, we're using our mind to apply it. He also had a valid... Even though it's prescribed, हम हमारे मन की मन के द्वारा ही उसका पालन कर रहे हैं ना, मन का प्रयोग कर रहे हैं उसको पालन करने के लिए. सो पॉइंट इज द माइंड बिकम्स प्यूरिफाइड बाय डूइंग इट इवन इफ इट इज अननेचुरल आर्टिफिशियल. वन टाइम somebody said to Prabhupada, well, my chanting is mechanical. He said, then it will become natural afterwards. First you do it mechanically. धक्के के साथ करो लेकिन करो, धीरे धीरे धक्का नहीं लगाना पड़ेगा. स्वइच्छा से हो जाएगा, रुचि हो जाएगी. पहले रुचि से नहीं होएगा. पहले हमें वो नीम के पत्ते जैसे, अरे नहीं चाहिए. रूप गोस्वामी कहते हैं ना, इन द बिगिनिंग इट्स लाइक बिटर, बट बाय टेकिंग इट अगेन एंड अगेन इट बिकम्स स्वीट. Any other questions? Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki. Thank you very much.